لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني عزي إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Prayers and peace be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and companions. My dear listeners, this is episode number 4 of the Thoughts of a Believer campaign. And since it's in the beginning stages, I thought that before I proceed in recording more episodes, it's appropriate at this time to inform you on a personal note of a short story, then how this campaign came about, and the significance of the title, Thoughts of a Believer, and its main theme being Where the Two Rivers Meet. So I begin by telling you the story of a little boy who came to America from Jerusalem, Al-Quds, with his family in 1961. He was 7 years old and attended the second grade in an elementary school in Brooklyn, New York. And needless to say why, he went back with his family to Jerusalem in 1962. And after 4 valuable years in Jerusalem, came back again to America in 1966. He was just shy of 12 years old. And after a short time in America, he realized the drastic difference between the two cultures and values, causing him to feel out of place, lonely, frustrated, and struggling to cope. He felt like a fish swimming against the currents. Unable to predict the outcome of his unprecedented circumstance, he knew his stay in America was for the long haul, and to him, it felt like swimming in an ocean, eager to reach the shore, but there was no shore in sight. So he resorted to an ayah from the Quran he had memorized while in Jerusalem. Surah Ghafir, the Forgiver, chapter 40, verse 60. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord said, call on me, I will respond to you. And so it was that one late night, as he laid in bed, in the darkness of the room, while on his back, he made his sincere supplication directly to Allah by simply calling in a low voice, O Allah, protect me and my family from the approaching unknown, and guide me to perform salah and to be of those who make a positive difference in this life. That little boy was totally confident that his call will be answered, and his anxiety began to subside. So I ask anyone who might have the slightest doubt of the power of supplication, how would Allah not respond to the sincere call of a little boy or girl when they call? How would Allah not respond to an old man who spent his entire life struggling to provide for his family for the sake of Allah when he calls? How would Allah not respond to an old lady who spent her entire life struggling to take care of her family for the sake of Allah when she calls? And how would Allah not respond to those whom are transgressed against when they have nowhere to turn but to Him when they call? When He, Allah, responds to the call of an ant, as narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam left his people to make supplication to Allah to send the rain. While on his way, he saw a small ant on its back and its mandibles upwards, calling, O Allah, I am of your creations, and I cannot do without your rain. So Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the ant, went back to his people, telling them, Go back. You will be given the rain because of the call of an ant. But you see, that little boy is long gone, and I really miss him. I want to thank him, because along with good deeds that I might have done in my past, I truly believe that little boy was the reason I am here talking to you today. Sisters and brothers, years ago, I was asked by friends to record my thoughts so they can be heard by those who are seeking knowledge and would like to hear different perspectives. I was reluctant and had my legitimate reasons, but the requests persisted. And one of the requests was from my nephew, God bless him and his family. He offered to assist with the recording and posting, and I guess he assumed that I am a believer with thoughts, that he titled this campaign, Thoughts of a Believer. So I finally accepted, and I accepted for two main reasons. The first, the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, When the son of Adam dies, his actions are cut off except for three: a continuing charity, or knowledge from which benefit is derived, or a righteous son or daughter who make dua, supplication, for the parents. And the second reason, knowledge is considered to be a form of rizq, the sustenance of knowledge. And if it is granted, then it becomes an obligation to share it. You see, simply put, knowledge is derived from three main avenues or sources. First, the parents or guardians and the required institutional education. Second, knowledge acquisition beyond what's required, free will learning. And third, which is a higher level of knowledge, direct inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surat Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 22. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And when he reached his prime, we gave him wisdom and knowledge, and the same we will reward the righteous who perfect their actions. Having said that, no one can ever claim that they learned on their own. And if you come across someone who does, then refer them to the ayah in Surat An-Nahl, the bees, chapter 16, verse 78. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. And Allah brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers, knowing nothing, and gave you hearing and sight and hearts that you might give thanks. If this ayah does not humble us, I do not know what will. Which brings me to the last point of this episode, the significance of the thoughts of a believer theme, where the two rivers meet. The inspiration for this theme is from Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, the surah we read every Jummah. Before Musa alayhi salam started his search for the knowledgeable man Al-Khadr, chapter 18, verse 60. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا. And Musa said unto his young companion, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, or I will march on for ages. Where the two rivers meet is where Musa alayhi salam was expecting to find the knowledgeable man, Al-Khadr. And he literally reaches that point. But the deeper meaning is the point where the river of the mind meets the river of the heart. That meeting point is the corroboration of the mind and heart. In other words, if a thought comes to mind, the monitoring heart sends a signal of approval or disapproval to the mind for the thought to be said or acted upon. And if we are mindful and conscious of this fact, then our minds and hearts will be elevated to a higher level, thus reducing the chances for mistakes to be committed. My dear listeners, may Allah enlighten your minds with good thoughts and your hearts with Iman. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا يرضى أبدا بالزور ضميري لا يرضى أبدا بالزور ضميري عز إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني عز إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب.